This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
We know liquor taxes have been a big issue for a long time, and one of them especially called the Wine Equalisation Tax. Now, the wet tax, the Wine Equalisation Tax, is 29% of the wholesale value of the wine. But it's only payable if you're registered for GST. Now, it's designed to be paid on the last wholesale sale of wine, which is usually between a wholesaler and a retailer, but could it also be on cellar door sales, tastings, whatever it might be. Now, the other side of this is also there's a producer rebate. So if you're a producer of wine, you can get a rebate back on that wet tax of $500,000. But this had been exploited. And so as a result, the government, Kelly O'Dwyer, the Minister for Revenue and Financial Services, has stepped in after consultation and announced significant changes to it. So the rebate's going to be reduced to $350,000. And also it's limited to branded packaged wine in a container not exceeding 5 litres. So it can't be done on bulk wines. And eligible producers must own 85% of the grapes at the crusher used to make the wine. Now, a man who does that is Mitchell Taylor from Taylor's Wines, who's in London right now and joins me on the program. G'day, Mitchell. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Ross?
Very well, thank you. Tell me, is this an advancement that Kelly O'Dwyer's come up with or not?
It is. The government have been great in that we've finally made a decision and they've consulted industry, and it's been a really positive outcome because we can now get our supply and demand back in balance and start to build a sustainable, profitable wine industry going forward.
Okay, what had happened? What had happened with this tax? Why had it skewed it so much?
It got skewed because there was a lot of double counting starting to happen on bulk wine, and there was a lot of wine getting pushed down in price, and this was hurting the growers, and it was getting it was going along the chain via a lot of schemes.
So what you're saying is, if you've got bulk wine, if you could pass it through enough hands, everybody managed to get the $500,000 back. Is that pretty much how it worked?
That's correct. Yes, as it went along the sales chain, it was starting to become, you know, another rebate for another person's sale and so forth and so forth. And it was starting to drive the prices downwards and take some of the profitability out. And it was really affecting, you know, a lot of the growers. Like, we've got an oversupply anyway, but it was not really helping the growers that are making a sustainable income.
And they're the people who need to be supported. That's the whole point about it. Those who grow the grapes, and therefore, you know, those grapes ultimately go into the wine industry. So it's the agriculture part of it as much as anything else that needs to be looked after and supported, which is why it was there in the first place.
Exactly. It's to help regional economy that Australia does so well with our cellar doors around the nation for tourism. But it was really designed there to, you know, help promote this part of the industry. And also it was a realisation that when the sales taxes left, we got hit with a very high wet tax that made us one of the highest taxed wine producing countries in the world. So it was to help the small winemakers and to make sure that regional tourism went well.
There you go, and there was an extra $100,000 which is put in for regional tourism for those people who do that in those areas as well. Mitchell Taylor from Taylor's Wines, always great with his time. Real expert in that wine industry, knows that backwards.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.